and welcome back to another episode of Mass Monologues. Today, I have Faye with me. Would you like to tell us a little bit about who you are? Share your story with us.
Of course. Firstly, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Faye, and I'm a 16-year-old teenage girl who just enjoys writing poetry in her spare time. And yeah, I basically started writing poetry not long ago. It was probably like 2 years ago when I was still in eighth grade. I think it really started with me just journaling.
That's wonderful. I love that. So you've been doing it for about 2 years now?
Yes.
Okay. And so what inspired you to write poetry? I'm assuming that you've probably had a lot of creative writing classes in high school, or you've just gone into a lot of writing on your own.
Yeah. So I think it really just all started with me wanting to organize my thoughts and my feelings more. I always thought about writing as like just a hobby of mine. Like I've been writing ever since I was a little girl, whether it was like diary entries or just like silly little songs or poems even about my day. Yeah. And then I started taking it a little bit more seriously around, I guess, my freshman year of high school. So like last year. And someone who really inspires me is, I know she's not really considered a poet, but I really look up to Taylor Swift. I think her songwriting is amazing and her lyricism. So I draw a lot of inspiration from her and Olivia Rodrigo too.
No, I love how even musicians, songwriters, they have a lot of lyricism and their lyrics are poems. If you take out the music, they're a solid poem. And that's the one thing I love about songwriting and especially artists who are able to write lyrics that can also stand alone without the music.
Yeah, I'm like awestruck every single time.
Yes, from what I hear, you're a Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo fan. Your poetry style, would it reflect their type of songwriting? So it's more of a casual conversational tone, but in with it is like some metaphors, some similes, some personification and other literary devices.
I think with each poem, it like varies each time because the way I structure my writing is I like to structure it around how I want the reader to convey what my own feelings. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get that across in the best way possible. So I usually like using a lot of metaphors, a lot of similes, mm-hmm. and repetition. They're like my favorite.
Yes. And when you go down or when you're in your zone and you start writing, how do you approach it? Do you have an idea in mind or do you just start writing until you get an idea? How does that work for you?
I think inspiration really comes at any time. Mm-hmm. So it could be whether like this new song I'm listening to, something that someone has told me, like a personal friend or a family member, mm-hmm. or just really just my random thoughts just kicking mm-hmm. in. Whenever I'm like reflecting on a situation that happened in the past or my worries about the future, it's just really a way for me to dump all of like my thoughts and emotions, but like in a more concise and clear way.
Yes. So usually you write with an inspiration in mind.
Yes. But sometimes it's just me just messing around or just mm-hmm. trying to be practicing my own creativity and what comes up.
No, that's wonderful. May I ask, do you have a writing routine where you write every day at night or in the morning? Or do you say to yourself, I have to write 3 poems a week? Or do you just do it whenever?
Honestly, I think I just do it whenever I feel like writing. I mean, there's not really any daily schedule I go off of. But I do usually find myself writing poetry like at night, maybe, or like before I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. For some reason, it's just, I guess, where all my emotions are very present.
Yes. Oh, and then once you write, do you have a writing setup? Do you find that having a notebook or having special pens or stationery inspires you to write? Or how do you usually like to write? Maybe it's on a phone or a laptop.
I write literally all of my poems on my phone. in my notes app, it's just the most accessible to me. Yes. Because like, even say I'm like in the car or like on a walk or really anywhere, I could just pull out my phone and start typing my thoughts, like just jotting them down all in my notes app.
Yes. No, I love that. I find that everyone thinks, writer, you've got all these pages, pens and notebooks everywhere. And sometimes that is nice when you're at home, but a lot of the time you're on the go, you're in all these different types of places and you think, I need to capture that idea. I need to capture that inspiration. And having your phone right there, the notes app, it's the most convenient way to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so can you tell me usually what you write about, or can you talk about a poem that you've written and pick it apart?
Yeah, so I usually love and enjoy writing about love and heartbreak, or just new sort of perspectives that I've just been thinking about.
Yes.
Or like, I tend to overthink a lot, actually. Right. So a lot, I take a lot of inspiration from like those thoughts that come in. And I think my most recent poem that I posted on Instagram, I didn't really have a set title for it yet, but it was the one where it started, "Sometimes black is dark purple in disguise." And the story from that is just, honestly, I was just in the car one day and I was wearing this ring that it had this, I always thought it was a black colored gem attached to it. But then I held it up to the light once and I found out that it was dark purple all along. So I had this, that was like how I got inspired to write the poem. And that poem is just really about how sometimes the darkest people are just the people who's been hurt the most. And just compare that to like other situations throughout the whole poem.
Yes. That's a very introspective perspective, just using that analogy of the black, and you realize, hey, it's not that dark, it's light, it just might be a little rough around the edges, a little beaten up.
Yeah.
And so you seem to find a lot of inspiration from just things around you, like objects or even people or places. Do you ever write from personal experience, or is it just more from that, you know, what's around you and the surroundings? Because I know when you're young, it's hard to write from personal experience because you don't have that much personal experience when it comes to heartbreak or romance, or even when it comes to mature relationships, and it can be hard to write from that perspective. But I find that it's more challenging if you're able to write from that perspective, and it makes you a better writer.
Yeah, sorry. Basically, I do actually write a lot of my poems from personal experience, but not typically the love or heartbreak ones. Those are more creative, obviously, because I've never been in a relationship before. So, but the ones that are personal are usually just about, it could be about nature sometimes, like where I am at the moment and what I see and what I appreciate about that specific moment. Or it could be something that, say, my regrets from the past, or something that I wish I could have done differently, or that I'm just thinking about constantly.
Yes. And the wonderful thing about writing, about music, about any form of art, is that it's open to interpretation. What it means to you can mean something completely different to someone else. But that doesn't mean that it's wrong. It still serves the purpose of conveying a message and just being universally relatable.
Yeah, I really like how with writing, anyone, like the readers who read your work or anything like that, it's just very much what, how you said it, like open for interpretation. And what something means, what one of your pieces of writing means to you, it can mean something totally different for someone else.
Yes, no, I love that. And can I ask, do you have any other than, it was Taylor Swift and Olivia Rodrigo, which you take your writing inspirations from? Can you tell me how you take your writing inspiration from them? Do you just look at the lyrics, or are you just looking up all the lyrics to their songs and then think, hey, maybe I'll put my own twist on one of their songs and write a poem about it? Or how do you approach that?
I really like dissecting like my favorite artists' lyrics, so like Taylor or Olivia. I love just looking them up and reading through them, maybe while the song is playing in the background, and see what they're trying to say. And then from that, sometimes if there's a certain word that I've never heard of before that's in like their songs, I love like writing them down in my notes app and just taking note of it. And maybe later on in the future, I would take one of those words and try to incorporate them into a poem, trying to expand my vocabulary at the same time.
Yes, I love that. And have you ever shared your work with your parents or your friends and gotten feedback from them?
Yeah, I do it actually pretty constantly. I guess I overshare a little bit too much sometimes, but it does help me though, seeing other people's opinions and or feedback that they give me. And I think it just makes me into a better writer at the same time. And also seeing their reactions is like really cool at the same time. Like, what did I do good or what I need work on?
Yes. I love how you are so open to sharing your ideas and the work that you've done, because I know a lot of artists, whether they're writers, whether they're musicians, whether they're actual artists, fine artists, they're afraid to share their work with other people. Do you usually wait until your poem is complete before you share it with somebody else, or do you just share the idea? Because sometimes you have this idea in your mind and you need to wait until it comes into fruition for other people to see what you've been thinking all along in your mind. What point in the process do you share your work?
I think for each poem, it's different because of the level of how personal it is to me. Obviously, some of the poems that aren't that connected to myself personally, I feel like they're easier to share with someone, no matter at like what stage. Say like, do you think this is going in the right way or stuff like that? But definitely the ones that
hold more to yourself.
Yeah, or try to explain like the feelings that are personal to me are definitely, I'd to wait till the end to share it with someone else.
Yes. And there's always this anxiety when you're creating something and you're thinking it might be about a particular person or a particular situation, and you don't want to share it with those people around you because they might think, oh, it might be this person. And maybe it's a song where you're a bit upset and you just don't want to be that vulnerable.
Yeah, most definitely. And also the thing about like how there could be miscommunication sometimes. So I think it's best that I'd like to have sort of my thoughts the most organized so that they don't really come out the wrong way when I'm trying to show them to someone else.
Yes. I was going to ask, how did you learn about how to write? Like, you might have learned it in school, but just when it comes to writing poems, how do you write a poem in a proper way, or how do you pay attention to all of the, I guess, the metaphors, the similes, and then how do you know how to weave that into the message you're trying to convey? Basically, how do you structure your poems? How did you learn that?
I think throughout middle school, that's when I think there was like a unit in eighth grade where my English teacher, she taught a little bit about poetry, and she taught us all about the different structural devices and sound devices, literary devices, all of that. So the ones that you mentioned, personification, metaphors, similes, alliteration, which I love using a lot in my poems. And so that gave me a lot of, I guess, knowledge to how to like start writing a poem. And also just like ever since I was like younger, I always loved writing with like rhyme because it was just like a hobby.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah. No, I love that. That's wonderful. And can I ask how you've gone about showing your poems to everybody? I know you post on Instagram. Do you have any other like marketing strategies, or in the future, are you planning to write a book?
The other social media site that I actually post my poems on is TikTok. And I actually started posting all my poems there before I actually opened an Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
And in the future, I would one of my goals is definitely to maybe release a small sort of collection of poems or an anthology. And I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, I love that. So with that, I'm going to wrap up this podcast episode. If you have any social media platforms or any websites that people can go and find your work, you can share them now.
Oh, you can type me up in TikTok or find me at Poetry by Faye. It's P-O-E-T dot period R-Y-B-Y-F-A-Y-E. And it's the same for Instagram as well.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming on to this podcast. And thank you, listeners, for listening. If you like this episode and you'd like more episodes like this, please share it with a family or friend. And thank you so much. Bye.